Here's Douglas Edwards next up on CCO.
The Persian Gulf heated up today. It began with an Iraqi announcement that Iraqi planes had bombed two ships east of Iran's Karg Island oil terminal. That was followed by reports that Iran's planes had bombed and crippled a tanker off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Richard Roth has been following the story from Bahrain.
There was no confirmation here of Iraq's claim that it had attacked two naval vessels, but 5 hours after Iraq said its warplanes had struck, there was a distress call from the Gulf. It was a mayday heard on the radio in Bahrain at Smit International, a Dutch firm specializing in marine salvage and firefighting. Slowly, in late afternoon, the details emerged. A Liberian-registered tanker loaded with petroleum solvents on fire 37 miles off the coast of Saudi Arabia. A U.S. Navy helicopter pilot radioed that he saw no survivors. Another voice, unidentified, said crewmen had been picked up by a Saudi ship. One report said the tanker had been hit by a single missile fired from an F-4 Phantom jet. Not much else was known here, but Gulf experts said circumstances suggested the tanker had been hit by an Iranian jet, not the Iraqi Air Force, meaning it could have been a retaliatory strike. To find out more and to offer help, firefighting tugboats tonight put out to sea from here, a trip of 6 hours or more into uncertain waters at the edge of the war zone. Richard Roth, CBS News, Bahrain.
I know I need to get help with my money, but where am I going to get the time?
Last time I went to get financial advice, all I heard was gobbledygook.
It hasn't been easy getting help with your money. You've been put off, confused, and double-talked into doing one of the worst things possible, nothing. Well, it doesn't have to be that way, because the Sears Financial Network is here with member company offices throughout the country. For your investments, there's Dean Witter with almost 60 years of experience. For real estate, there's Coldwell Banker, the nation's largest full-service real estate company. For insurance, there's Allstate, a partner with Sears for over 50 years. And in California, there's Sears Savings Bank for your family's banking needs. And now in more Sears stores, there's a Sears Financial Network Center where the companies are together. Open every hour Sears is open. Either way, it's time you got the help you need. The Sears Financial Network. Trust us to make it work for you.
Allstate Insurance Company's home office, Northbrook, Illinois.
The trial went on into the night in El Salvador, and when it was over, the jury returned a verdict of guilty for the five former National Guardsmen charged with the murder of four American churchwomen 3.5 years ago. Not many hours later, the House of Representatives took up the question of more aid for El Salvador and voted yes. Neil Strausser has the story.
On Salvadoran aid, the verdict in the nuns' case helped, but even more, the human rights pledges by President-elect Duarte during his impressive Tuesday visit to Capitol Hill, which helped change the mind of the influential Foreign Operations Subcommittee Chairman, Democrat Clarence Long.
We miss a great opportunity if we send him back empty-handed without any money. We're saying that he's a good man, but we don't want to give him any money. That, I think, would be a very, very hollow gesture on our part.
But the House remained adamant on cutting off covert funds for the Nicaraguan Contra rebels, despite Republican leader Bob Michael's claim it would send a signal of weakness.
If we abandon the Contras today, whose turn will it be tomorrow? Korea, Israel, or any number of others we could name?
But the majority agreed with Democrat Michael Barnes.
It is not the answer for the United States unilaterally to hire a lot of guerrillas and send them off to invade another country.
Agreement with the Senate on covert aid is still to come, but Speaker O'Neill said the vote sends the clearest possible message to President Reagan. The American people want an end, he said, to the violence and bloodshed in Central America. Neil Strausser, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The question in El Salvador now is the case of the murdered Americans over, or is there more to follow? Scott Wallace reports.
For 3.5 years, friends, relatives, and human rights activists sought the trial of the former National Guardsmen charged with the killings of the church women. With the guilty verdict delivered by the jury today in Zacatecoluca, these same people who pushed for the trial promised they would demand an investigation into a possible cover-up of the crimes by higher-ranking Salvadoran officers. Ellen O'Sullivan, a Maryknoll nun close to the murdered churchwomen, said nonetheless the conviction of the ex-guardsmen is an important step toward making soldiers accountable for their actions. But she said such abuses of authority will continue unabated if the U.S. persists in seeking a military solution to the Salvadoran conflict. She said the emphasis on a military victory over the rebels leads army officers to believe the U.S. will tolerate any abuses of authority as long as the rebels are kept from taking power. Scott Wallace for CBS News, San Salvador.
Howard Johnson's invites anyone traveling on an expense account to enjoy a spacious room, a big comfortable bed, bedside color TV controls. And now at many of our nearly 500 locations, a special executive section with complimentary morning coffee and newspaper, toiletries or chocolates or splits of wine, and more. All for a Howard Johnson's rate even your friends in accounting will have to admit is a very good deal. Howard Johnson's Hotels and Lodges. They're a good deal, and a good deal more.
Come on, supporters of Ruffles brand potato chips. Enter the great potato chip debate.
What makes it so great?
You can write in 50 words or less why you think Ruffles are ridges above the rest.
You call that great? I know great. That's not great.
You could win a fabulous family vacation, plus a Dodge minivan.
Like I was saying, this is one great debate.
Your local store has more details.
Great.
So come on, Ruffles supporters. Enter the great potato chip debate.
Just great.
Great.
Purchase required to enter. Entries must be postmarked by September 8th. Void where prohibited.
President Reagan went to a groundbreaking ceremony for a new building at CIA headquarters today and used the occasion to say some nice words about his embattled CIA director. More on this from Deborah Potter.
Administration officials say the trip was planned several months ago, but it happened to come the day after Casey was named by a House subcommittee as the conduit for Carter briefing papers acquired by the Reagan campaign in 1980. And the president used the occasion of a speech to agency employees to express his support for the embattled director.
Your work, the work of your director, the other top officials have been an inspiration to your fellow Americans and to people everywhere.
Casey said he thought the report was pure politics. It was approved only by the Democratic majority on the subcommittee. And White House spokesman Larry Speaks ridiculed suggestions that Casey might have offered his resignation to the president at the groundbreaking ceremony. In his words, I think it's highly far-fetched he'd have done it while they were digging the dirt up out there. Administration officials clearly believe that whatever dirt there is on Casey won't force him out as long as Ronald Reagan wants him to stay. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the White House.
The Treasury Secretary warned that Social Security checks might start bouncing if the federal debt limit isn't increased forthwith. The House reversed itself today, voted to raise the limit, sent it over to the Senate for action. The Senate complied swiftly. Now this.
United Van Lines presents Stiller and Mira.
Mona, have I got a deal?
Not again, Sydney.
Flaco haulers will move us to Minneapolis. They give extras like tickets to free park concerts.
Big deal.
And solve our marital problems for 3 months or life, whichever is longest.
I called United Van Lines.
What's their gimmick?
Quality service, full value protection, good as gold price.
Those aren't gimmicks.
United doesn't need gimmicks. You can trust them to move anything from computers to our twin beds.
What about our problems?
United will handle them. They're moving me to Minneapolis, you to St. Paul.
United Van Lines. We're in the Yellow Pages.
If you've got a taste for white, Almaden's got the taste for you.
Almaden Golden, Golden Chablis, far more inviting than you dreamed a wine could be.
Introducing the rich, smooth taste of Almaden Golden Chablis. Try it. Discover gold tonight.
Almaden Golden, Golden Chablis.
Almaden Vineyard, San Jose, California.
Wall Street stocks down again. The Dow Jones closed around 1103, down 10.37. The average price per share down 40 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume 99 million shares. Wall Street on this world tonight.
Oh, that feeling keeps getting better. 60 years strong.
Yeah, this is Cannon, 24 before 7 at CCO, and the temp is 67 now. The low by morning, when you get up to Roger Erickson and his morning crew, will be 50. Tomorrow's high 65. 30% chance of rain tomorrow. But it will be sunny and 65 on Saturday. 67 right now.
Hi, Ruth Kozlak again for Merit Chevrolet, and sales manager Ben Elsing is talking with us again today. Now, what is your big deal that you're having right now on the S10 pickups at Merit?
This is what we're doing right now. All S10 pickups, the extend cabs, and the S10 four-wheel drives, we're going to sell them at an invoice until the end of May, and that includes the dealer prep and the freight.
Oh, boy, you have to repeat that again. What did you say?
You heard me right. We're going to sell all S10 pickups, S10 four-wheel drives, and extend cabs at invoice, including the dealer prep and freight, until the end of May.
Boy, so check out those S10 pickups at Merritt before the end of May. Ben, do you have any final words of wisdom for us today?
I sure do, Ruth. Let's tell everybody out there you'll be glad tomorrow you dealt with Merritt Chevrolet today.
Ah, very wise, gentlemen. To get to Merritt Chevrolet, take I-94, exit at Century Avenue. It's on the east side of St. Paul. Very easy to find. Merritt Chevrolet.
Yep, Disco Don Haber is with us, warming himself up for the Jimmy Rogers Show.
Oh, yes, Disco slept through most of this show.
I don't object. The man is, he can sleep and still do the little work in the control room, get the records on and the commercials. I don't mind. Plus the fact he's fresh then for the Jimmy Rogers program.
Yes, well, we're accommodating that way. We don't care. We're self-sufficient in this basement studio. Did you notice the sewer was backing up in the adjacent room here, in the toilet?
Say laboratory, Morgan, a radio.
You kidding me? You kidding me? You're telling me how to talk about bathrooms now, toilets and stuff? I got to say lavatory? If that's the way it's going to be, I can leave.
Oh, I can't take any more of this. Let them leave.
Hello there. Chuck E. Cheese here to invite you to my 7th birthday party. During the month of May, just a small amount you'll pay for pizza, soft drinks, or game tokens. So come on down. Now I have spoken. That's right. Everything's coming up Lucky Sevens at Chuck E. Cheese. Coffee, 7 cents a cup. A pitcher of pop, 77 cents. Large pizza, $7.77 plus 7 tokens for a dollar. So don't be tardy. Come and join Chucky's birthday party. Special prices plus good values at Chuck E. Cheese's birthday party. Good at all Twin City locations.
Music time, 21 to 7, CCO. Temp 67, Canon Mess, CCO.
Here I am, feeling confined, sailing on the tide in the morning, how I love that song.
The Carpenters, Sailing on the Tide. It's 18 minutes to 7 at CCO, we're at 67 degrees. I have a letter here from Mrs. J.R. of Wayzata, the only person that writes with me. Now I'm messing it up. Can I try that again, Ma?
Yes, you may.
Boy, Mrs. J.R. is the only person that writes me any frequency whatsoever. She writes from John Avenue in Superior, Wisconsin, where she's visiting her daughter-in-law. And she says, you know, Steve-O, if it's true that people who don't smoke, drink, or worry tend to live longer, why don't we stop worrying about smoking and drinking?
Used car. This weekend, absolutely nothing down. That's right, a specially arranged used car sale this weekend only at Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth. A $500,000 used car inventory. From $500 cars to showroom new 83 models. Imports, domestics, sports cars, economy cars, trucks, utility vehicles, and vans. This weekend at Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth, absolutely nothing down to qualified buyers. This weekend, attention car buyers in St. Paul, Burnsville, Minnetonka, Brooklyn Center, Anoka, White Bear. Come this weekend to Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth. This huge event this weekend. This miraculous offer, absolutely nothing down. Simply pay tax and license fee, qualify, and drive home the used car of your choice. This type of offer, unheard of but true, is happening as I speak. This minute, used car buyers, absolutely nothing down. Simply go to Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth, I-494, Penn Avenue South in Bloomington.
Bob Protzman is a very able writer, and he's a music aficionado, reviews music, pop music, jazz, rock, for the St. Paul Dispatch. Last night, he reviewed the Johnny Mathis show at a bistro in Bloomington. He was very taken with John Mathis' performance. So no screaming guitars, no ooh-la-la groups with him. Got up there with a big, lush orchestra on the stage and just sang with those great vibes of his. And Protzman said it was just a fantastic show. Mathis even went back to the 50s for some of his earlier hits. Protzman was very impressed. Let's bring on Johnny Mathis right now. 16 to 7, 67 degrees CCO. Team Cannon. That was Simple by Johnny Mathis, and it is 12 minutes now before 7 o'clock right here at CCO, where you hear Jimmy Rogers shortly after 7. Jimmy at large in Nebish, Minnesota right now, 70. 67 in the Twin Towns. By morning, it'll be 50. Tomorrow's high, 65 in the Twin Towns. 30% chance it rains tomorrow, real good chance. Then lingering showers tomorrow night and Saturday morning, but then clearing Saturday afternoon. It'll be sunny, 65 Saturday. 67 now, 12 before 7 CCO.
Well, how do you like my new car?
Great.
Look at these features.
Uh-huh.
Central air conditioning, computerized stereo. Oh, and look, when I press this button, the dashboard turns into a wet bar.
Fab, what does this button do?
Press it and see.
A frost-free refrigerated glove compartment. How clever.
I thought so.
What's that green moldy thing on the top shelf behind the pate?
Oh, that's just some old Fenta.
Fab.
Throw in the trash compactor.
Oh, wait.
Under your armrest.
Ah.
Now, here's my favorite feature.
I don't believe it. The back seat just turned into a miniature golf course. I love it. How did they do it?
Well, it wasn't cheap, I can tell you that.
Oh, I've got to call my mother and tell her about this car. Where's the telephone?
A phone?
Uh-huh.
And a car?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Isn't it strange your car doesn't have the one thing you'd never be without at home or in the office? A telephone. Well, call MCI now. Or if you're in your car, call as soon as you can get to a phone.
For more information about car phone service from MCI, call 544-3312. That's 544-3312.
So, Morgan Mundane, you've come back, got over your snit.
I wasn't mad. I just don't like to be told how to call a toilet a toilet. I don't have to call it a laboratory.
Okay, we won't go into that again.
I was a little upset, you know. My kid brother was in surgery just yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that. Otis?
Yes, Otis, my kid brother. He was being wheeled into surgery out in Reno, Nevada at the Washoe Med Center. He kind of groaned to the doctor. He says to the doc, he says, is this operation really necessary? Is they're wheeling him into the operating room? The doc says, you bet it is, Otis. I got 3 kids in college.
Come and explore Minnesota with WCCO Real Radio and Coca-Cola. And maybe win an $80,000 deluxe condominium at Breezy Point. A Lund fishing boat with motor and trailer. Or one of almost 200 other prizes. Details in the all-new Explore Minnesota booklet. Inside, discover hundreds of discounts at resorts, hotels and motels, restaurants, campgrounds, and more. So be sure to pick up your booklet and Explore Minnesota travel card at most Tom Thumb stores throughout Minnesota. Or by phoning the Minnesota Tourism Office at 296-5029 in the Twin Cities. Or outstate toll-free 1-800-652-9747. Booklets are also available wherever Coca-Cola is sold. And by the way, all travel cards issued last year are still good. Stay with 830 for additional prize giveaways all summer long as CCO Radio celebrates 60 years strong.
I don't feel very 60 years strong right now because at the end of this 9-hour marathon, the Cannon mess.
To all the girls I've loved before.
To all the girls we loved before, Julio Iglesias, along with Willie the Nelson. Disco Don Haber spun the records. He wasn't adequate. Let me let you off with this thought tonight. I, in my role as chief ornithologist in the basement CCO studio, a robin is only a sparrow with high blood pressure. Jimmy Rogers is up in the Howie Viking Memorial Studio, ready to talk at you after Steely Dan Rather. I am going to embark on a huge adventure tonight. More about that tomorrow. But now, here's Steely Dan.
The crime took place 3.5 years ago. It was vicious, brutal, and it was followed, for the most part, by silence.
silence from the government of El Salvador, where the murders took place. The cry for answers came from friends and family in the United States, from Congress, which added financial pressure as aid was withheld. Finally, an investigation was started, arrests were made, and today, five former Salvadoran National Guardsmen were found guilty of the 1980 murders of four American churchwomen. Searching for justice in El Salvador in a moment.
I know I need to get help with my money, but where am I going to get the time?
Last time I went to get financial advice, all I heard was gobbledygook.
It hasn't been easy getting help with your money. You've been put off, confused, and double-talked into doing one of the worst things possible, nothing. Well, it doesn't have to be that way, because the Sears Financial Network is here with member company offices throughout the country. For your investments, there's Dean Witter with almost 60 years of experience. For real estate, there's Coldwell Banker, the nation's largest full-service real estate company. For insurance, there's Allstate, a partner with Sears for over 50 years. And in California, there's Sears Savings Bank for your family's banking needs. And now in more Sears stores, there's a Sears Financial Network Center where the companies are together. Open every hour Sears is open. Either way, it's time you got the help you need. The Sears Financial Network. Trust us to make it work for you.
Allstate Insurance Company's home office, Northbrook, Illinois.
It took years to bring the case to trial. In contrast, the trial itself lasted just 19 hours, a marathon session with hardly a break. The three men and two women took only 50 minutes to review the ballistic reports, the fingerprints, the sworn statements, before finding the five guardsmen guilty on all counts. The most serious charge, aggravated homicide, carries a maximum 30-year sentence. As one of the convicted guardsmen told CBS News reporter Jane Wallace after the verdict, "You got what you wanted." The families of the four slain churchwomen feel there is some semblance of justice in this verdict, but they say important issues remain unresolved. William Ford, brother of slain nun Ida Ford, says it doesn't make sense that five relatively low-ranking guardsmen could have left their posts for 3 or 4 hours, come back, and then been participants in an investigation that dragged on for almost 2 years without there having been some higher direction. Ford says the families will continue their investigations, but adds that many of their efforts have been over the opposition of the U.S. government. There have been other charges of government foot-dragging, but today a report on a State Department-commissioned investigation into the murders and aftermath was declassified. The so-called Tyler Report concludes the five guardsmen were undeniably guilty of the crimes, but it also accuses Salvadoran authorities of participating in an effort to conceal the identities of the five and to cover up other aspects of the investigation. This report identifies current Salvadoran Defense Minister General Vitas Casanova, who in 1980 was commander of the National Guard, as an official who was possibly aware of and for a time acquiesced in the cover-up. The U.S. Embassy in San Salvador says it has turned the report over to Salvadoran authorities, that it is now in their hands for action. The general feeling is that there may be little the civilian government of El Salvador can do to bring anyone higher in the military to justice. The Army is already wary of the civilian president, José Napoleón Duarte. Duarte, in turn, needs the military's support to maintain any possibility of governing. Duarte has already reappointed General Casanova to his defense post for at least another year. The family and friends of the murdered churchwomen are pleased that at least these four human rights outrages are being punished, but they acknowledge they are just four in 40,000, said Mary Knoll's sister, Helene O'Sullivan. If it doesn't lead to more convictions of military men involved in human rights abuses, that would be a travesty. Now, please, this message.
You know, I've been talking about Smucker's strawberry preserves for so long now, I can taste it when I say it. Mmm, big, delicious pieces of juicy strawberries and absolutely no preservatives or artificial ingredients. No wonder Smucker's is America's favorite. Smucker's strawberry is all natural. If it weren't, I wouldn't eat it. And I wouldn't let anyone put these words in my mouth either. With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
Dan Rather reporting, CBS News.